In its most basic sense, internet trolling is doing or saying anything with the sole intent of upsetting someone. If you want to upset someone who is upset by being called fat, you call them fat. If they are skinny and don't mind being called fat, you call them something else. If what upsets them is being called a faggot, you call them a faggot. If being called a stupid bitch, dumb slut, whore upsets them, you call them that, if you want to upset them. This is electronic interaction for a large number of people. This is the LOL attitude of the day. The really great thing about it is there will always be new waves of idiot kids coming online, who seemingly never stop finding this behavior funny. So internet trolling will probably never really go away. Seems to me women have trouble understanding this about the internet. Perhaps that is to their credit. But to me it seems more a futile attempt to control how people behave. What I mean by that is, whenever someone has attempted to troll me, the last thing that would have ever entered my mind would have been to insist the person can't try to troll me. If it's on a moderated website, and I legitimately feel someone is harassing me, sure, contact a moderator and see if they would be willing to moderate. If they aren't willing to moderate against harassment, and you feel that's unacceptable, simply stop visiting that website. But the idea that I would write to some 15-year-old troll with a Pokemon avatar and demand they treat me how I say they should is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard in my life. I know this may seem weird to a lot of women, but I don't wake up every day thinking about how I might best exert control over other people's behavior. I realize that's a fairly misogynistic thing to say, but as an internet troll might say, don't take things so seriously. I do wake up every day thinking, there are an overwhelmingly large percentage of human beings on this planet that I just want to fucking avoid. I've been the target of relentless trolling since I first got online. Some people argue that it's because I let things upset me, thus making me an inviting target. Personally, I believe it's because I give a lot better than people realize, and trolls, being people, are just as susceptible to being trolled as anyone else. When you troll, see also, upset a troll may respond with even more trolling. I'm okay with that. An example of what I'm talking about has to do with boundaries. For years I had a 20-something dingus obsessively stalk and harass me online. For him it wasn't just an attempt to bully for laughs, but a desperate attempt to hold on to his standing among the teenage boys he chatted with online. Meaning he saw me as a threat to his status in his group. It just never stopped. Day after day, year after year, anything and everything he could do to try to upset me, see also, troll, he would. There was no consideration of my boundaries, or my opinion about how people in an internet community should behave. Just relentless non-stop harassment, and trolling. Then one day I said something regarding the troll's apparent use of a sock puppet, a secondary account created by a user to give the impression that someone agrees with them, and the troll called a timeout. He explained that his younger brother was apparently dying, and it was actually his sickly brother behind the account in question, not him. Well, since my boundaries were never a concern to him, I didn't feel very much like respecting his. So since that day I answer his harassment with cracks about him mashing his dead brother's hand onto the keyboard to give the appearance that someone supports his bullying. Needless to say, Mr. Troll doesn't appreciate these jokes very much. But what can he do? That is the world he very much thrives in. You see that even the most detestable internet troll thinks there should be boundaries when he is the target. Yup, that's a human being for ya. Welcome to the fucking show. Where ya been? You can't establish boundaries on an anonymous and open internet. Any attempt prevents it from being open. You can write things like, trigger warning, but understand that doing so is an attempt to control others, not to actually protect anyone from words. I know there's a lot of sexism in the world. I know women take a lot of shit unfairly. I also know as an adult male I am shit. I'm the bottom rung. I know the feeling I get when I say something to a woman online, and she ignores me, because SH dozens of civilians killed, women, and children among the dead. Oh, so the dead civilians weren't all just piece of shit adult men. Gosh, that's worth pointing out, for some reason. Forget women, apparently men don't even find this attitude objectionable. I don't mean to come off as a wimp, or anything, because failure to maintain an image of solid manhood will cause women to judge me unworthy of fertilizing their precious egg, but putting different values on different lives is pretty much everything that's fucking wrong with the world, isn't it? But tell you what, gals, the day that rich, shallow, violent, aggressive, obnoxious, misogynistic men have trouble getting laid, you go ahead and give me a call. We'll go out sometime, and if I fail to read your mind, and don't make a pass when you want me to, you can innocently ask me if I'm a faggot.